Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. You know, one of the essential elements of practicing our Catholic faith is the integration of our relationship with Jesus with the many facets of our faith into our daily lives, at home, at school, at play, and, of course, at work. Every year, the Catholic Spirit celebrates executives, owners, and other leaders of secular businesses who lead with their Catholic faith with our Leading with Faith Awards. Joining us now is one of this year's Leading with Faith Award honorees, Dr. James, a.k.a. Jake Kohler, owner and dentist at James Kohler Family Dentistry in North St. Paul. Dr. Kohler, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with the beginning, if we may. Let's hear a little bit about your own spiritual history. When did you first encounter Christ himself?
Well, I like to think of how I encountered, you know, of course I encountered my baptism and at First Communion, but where I really had a conscious awareness of it was at my confirmation, which happened at that time. It was in our parish at St. Peter's, and Bishop Carlson was there, and I was one of two of the candidates selected to read at the confirmation, and so I read a reading from Isaiah, and I felt that, to a certain extent, you know, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me, which are the beginning words of that reading that I read. And I really felt a powerful presence of the Holy Spirit there. And that really was kind of the beginning for me, and it also was somewhat of a call for me to, I started shortly after that being a lector at Mass at our parish. And have kind of continued on in that ministry for another 45 years or so.
Yeah, that's the way it works sometimes. But I gotta tell you, Dr. Kohler, I'm so touched by that because, well, for a couple reasons. One, it shows the transformative power of the Word of God in our lives, right? But also, secondly, it gives a great deal of hope to all DREs and confirmation catechists and all those people who are out there striving so hard, hoping that they're making some sort of connection with their confirmandi. That in and through the preparation for that sacrament, and even in the very confirmation mass itself, there is such an encounter with the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit can do great things. Actually, speaking of that, why don't you go on and tell us a little bit more about how has the Holy Spirit been work in your life since then, since that point?
Well, I think, as it happens to all of us, we encounter the secular world on a daily basis. And it often clouds out that call from God. And so it's not as though I've always been, close and attentive to the Word of God. And in fact, but I was open when I heard that call again. And I just remember being asked to go on a Curcio retreat about 25 years ago, and I was so moved by the people who put on a Curcio that give these talks, and I was just struck by the number of lay people giving these talks, talking about how they integrate their prayer life on a daily basis. And you know, I really was struck by a police officer who said the moment he turns on his siren, he started praying for the people who were at the other end of that call that he was going to.
Wow.
And I just was like, wow. I was a pretty good one-hour-a-week Catholic at that point.
Right.
But that really was a call to me to start integrating my faith much more deeply on a daily basis.
Yeah. And that's what really the heart of the Leading with Faith Awards are all about is integrating that faith into everyday life. And so tell us a little bit about how you do that as a dentist in North St. Paul.
Well, I think it really comes out from just living our life very authentically and not denying our faith. I selected Peter as my confirmation name, and I find myself many times identifying with that Peter who said, "Oh no, Lord, I won't deny you," and then goes ahead and denies him three times before the cock crows.
Right.
And you know, we all fall short of what God really expects of us, or what He hopes for us. And so, in that sense, you know, I try and remember to pray for my patients, and I try and remember to pray for my for my coworkers and things. And it's often been helpful to me to, you know, encounter a patient who's telling me about the problems they're going through, whether it's the loss of a spouse or, you know, someone who had a child pass away, or someone who's dealing with a difficult diagnosis, whether that be cancer or some surgery that they're facing. And I often will just tell them, I'll pray for them. Or if I feel they're open to it, I'll say, are you open to praying right now? And I'll just take a moment and pray with them.
Yeah.
So there's lots of opportunities for all of us to let others know that we are people of faith and that we're willing to share our faith with them.
Right, and that's that was anticipating my next question, which was, what advice would you give to other business owners in terms of how they could begin to? And maybe they're strangers to this, you know. Maybe there are a lot of people out there who may be listening to this who are thinking, "Oh, maybe the Lord is wanting me to be more intentional about integrating my faith into my practice at work." Any advice that you would give that you would of getting going with it, so to speak?
Well, it was sort of advice that a patient said to me probably close to 20 years ago. He said, you know, he was talking about the place that he was working, and he said, it's a golden rule business. And I was like, what do you mean? He said, like your office, you treat people by the golden rule. Hmm. Treat them how they would want to be treated. So that's really the first step for someone, is to see the other person as Christ and see them as someone that you want to always demonstrate your best for.
Yeah. Well, it's simple yet profound, right? And being able to put that into practice.
I often fall short of it. Many times I get frustrated with someone and how, you know, that they're, you know, that they were late or that they were quick-tempered about something or, you know. But we, you know, we're always called to be more than that. We're called to go the extra mile.
Right, exactly. And yes, you beat me to it again, and that I was just going to say that, it may be simple, but it's not necessarily easy by any stretch of the imagination, because there are many temptations that lead us away from that. So when you first found out that you were a Leading with Faith nominee or honoree, what were your feelings? What were your thoughts?
I was incredibly humbled. You know, I've known some people who've been honored in the past, and you know, it was humbling and yet also somewhat gratifying, because I've had other people say things to me before that obviously demonstrates that that I'm demonstrating my faith. I've had staff people who say, you should have been a priest. And I'm trying to say, no, we're all called to be saints. I mean, that's another thing that I learned on my Curcio, was that somebody had thrown the question out there. He's like, well, how many of you are saints? And one of the priests who happened to be going through was a candidate on our weekend, he stood up. And they're like, what? Sit down. You know, and they're teasing him. And afterwards he said, no, we are all called to be saints. And we are all saints with a small s, if you look in the catechism. What we aspire to and what we should aspire to is being, you know, canonized as a saint, because we have lived our life so well.
Yes. The only real failure in life, the only tragedy, is not to become a saint, right? So, just for our listeners' benefit, if you'd like to honor along with the faithful of the Archdiocese, if you'd like to be there in person to honor Dr. Kohler as well as the other Leading with Faith Award honorees, the Mass will be the awards Mass and celebration on Wednesday, August 11th, be at 1:00 in the afternoon at the Cathedral of St. Paul, and you do need to register for that Mass, though. So in order to register it, and for more information and a list of this year's honorees, you can go over to archspm.org/events, and that will get you in there. Just search for the Leading with Faith Awards Mass and Awards.
I think they mostly want to know how much ice cream they need to have on hand for the ice cream social afterwards.
Right. Well, my question, I should register as three people then, because I want a triple portion, although I may need to visit your office after I'm done with that.
That's got a calcium in it, so that helps rebuild your teeth, right?
Oh, great, great. Yeah. So would you say that your not just your practice of dentistry, although it could be that, but also is it also your you know, leading and managing this business, working with your employees, working with your patients, all these things, Dr. Kohler, are they all an expression of your faith in some way?
Yeah, I would say so. But again, I'm going to bring it back to Curcio and the ongoing. I meet weekly with other people who've gone on Curcio, and we hold ourselves kind of accountable, or we kind of, it's a touchstone for each of us. Mm. And through that, we have a chance to kind of reflect, you know, almost in, you know, as like saying, as, you know, in a way to kind of reflect on how our week has been, what have we done? And that helps you to kind of learn where you need correction in your life or things you need to be better at. And so through that, I guess I've learned, I've kind of lost track a little bit of what I was answering, but it's how I've learned to kind of focus on things I should do better in each day and ways that I should approach staff members. Or sometimes I even will bring things there and say, how should I deal with this? Or, I'll talk with friends about that. And so it gives me a chance to reflect and pray about the way that I interact with patients or interact with coworkers. Or I guess one story that I have is I've been fortunate enough to actually acquire a couple of other practices of dentists that were retiring. Mm. And one of them, he actually passed away the day after we signed the purchase agreement.
Wow.
And when I got called, when his son called me, his son is an attorney who was kind of helping handle it, and I just said, he called me all worried that was going to affect the sale price or anything like that, and I just kind of said, no, if that's what I agreed to, that's what we're doing. I don't care if we have to change the date of it or whatever. I'm not. And it comes down to just treating others the way you would want to be treated.
Yeah.
Be fair on both sides of the deal. Go for the win-win. You know, there's lots of slogans I could throw out there, but really it comes down to being fair.
Right, right. Well, just a couple minutes.
I'll attribute that to my mother and father. They were both, wonderful people. And
absolutely.
I still try and make them proud of, try and make them proud of me, even though they both have passed away.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. Well, and their prayers certainly help. I'm sure they help you any of our parents who have passed away. I'm sure their prayers will continue to assist us as well. Well, Dr. Kohler, just in the couple minutes we have remaining, just wondering too, going back to what you were saying before about really having a significant encounter with Christ through the Curcio anyway, you said you were a 1 hour a week Catholic. And, we encounter a lot of those and that just it seems to be the norm. But of course, I don't know that that's what the Lord is satisfied with. So he wants to draw us in deeper. So I'm just wondering if those of us who encounter 1 hour a week Catholics in our daily lives, so to speak, what made the difference for you in turning that corner outside of course, the Curcio? But or maybe a good better question: how did you decide to come along in Curcio?
Well, I encountered a friend of mine who I knew from college, who his wife was cantoring at church, but he laughed about the fact that, yeah, you're not going to see me there much. And suddenly I started seeing him there every week.
Hmm.
And then I was like, what's the deal? And they asked me to go on Curcio. And and I'd actually been on a tech, back in college, but so I'd heard the call of the Holy Spirit before and had some other close moments before, but I'd, become, like I said, like kind of a 1 hour a week Catholic.
Yeah.
And I would say other ways to help people get closer would be to recommend books. I've even had patients recommend to me, Matthew Kelly books or different things like that are just very easy for someone to pick up and read.
Mm-hmm.
So invite people to read books like that or to be part of programs or groups that programs at church or other things. Sometimes it's just going for a walk with someone and asking them if they want to pray a chaplet with you or even just asking someone else to pray for you and see, or if they will pray with you, can often be an invitation for someone to deepen their faith.
Yeah, Absolutely. Well, Dr. Kohler, thank you so much for joining us on Practicing Catholic. Thank you for leading with faith. And God bless you in your continued work there at James Kohler Family Dentistry in North St. Paul. God bless.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, it's time for another break, but despair not. Coming up, Jason Adkins of the Minnesota Catholic Conference reflects on 10 years of work and what's ahead for the MCC. We'll be right back.